Chair Ottolo there. Welcome. All you need to do is give us your names, and you each have 3 minutes, and we'll start with you, sir.
Thank you. My name is David Nail. I volunteer as a citizen on the Disability Advisory Committee, which is part of the Parks and Recreation permitting process. So every time there's a new plan coming
for either parks or any kind of community gardens, we look at make sure that people with disabilities are able to enjoy the parks to maximum enjoy. In fact, that's our objective. So one of the things that we look at when we look at a new park is, you know, from a person with disabilities standpoint, we look at how can a person with disabilities get there, how can they get in and enjoy the park, and for me personally, how am I going to use the restroom? That's always important to me when I go to a park. And I like to tell people that I'm mobile and hostile, so when I get out, I like to get there and enjoy the park, not just...
Hold on a second, sir.
Not...
Try that. Actually, why don't we, Sue, can we get rid of the portable mic? Yeah, if you could just turn that off. Yeah, move that closer. There we go.
Is that it makes a big difference that people with disabilities are able to enjoy the parks. And I realize there's some money put aside in this bond for people for accessibility to be improved, and I just want to let you know that it makes a difference.
Thank you
for considering this.
Thank you.
Linda? You want me to go next? I'm Linda Robinson. I live in East Portland, and as many of you know, I've been a longtime advocate of getting some parks built in East Portland. Many of you also know that I generally cringe at the phrase, take care of what we've got first. But I do want to say that we East Portland Parks Coalition met with the commissioner. Everyone was really understanding of the fact that there is this large amount of overhead needs, and we are very appreciative that a large portion of the system development charges, which can be used for new park construction, was allocated to East Portland. And we know that when our parks that we are getting, when they get to the point where they need major maintenance, we're hoping that there's a plan and there are funds available for that kind of work to be done. So we do support this. I wasn't sure what the reaction would be when she first came. And we do have a couple of developed parks which will be getting some replaced playground equipment because they're well over 30 years old. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is the Tabor Yards. I first went to Tabor Yards more than 20 years ago to pick up some plants for a project I was working on. I've been there many times. It hasn't changed, for the better, at least. In some ways, it maybe has gotten worse. So I'm really pleased to see that work is scheduled to be done. And we also realize that we'll get better service if they have better working conditions, if they have better facilities to do their work in. So we're pleased with that. And East Portland really has been concerned all along about equity, and that includes equity for accessibility and people with disabilities, as well as geographic equity and other kinds of equity. So we're really pleased to see that part in there as well.
Thank you. Sir?
My name is Ryan Matau, and I'm a third-generation Portlander. I live in Southeast Portland. I'm raising a fourth generation, and one of the things that really struck home for me was the broken brick at Pioneer Square. Just out with my 5-year-old hunting down the 3 bricks that my grandfather placed there to help get that built. I would love to be a part of paying to help re-up that investment in the community. I'm also a park planning consultant. I go all over the country and work with cities and agencies around park planning. And everywhere I go, I'm really proud to be able to say I'm from Portland. We're a known quantity in that field and a recent gold medal winner, you know, the number 3 ranked city for park systems in the country this year. You guys all know this, but it's great to be on top of the rankings. It's a great thing to be able to point at, to brag at, but it's even better to be in a great place to live and to, for that matter, to be in a great place to own property. And that's the point that I wanted to add to all of the great things that have been said here overall is that on top of all these good things that the parks do for us, they're also a good investment for this community. Not for the city, but for this community. We're the ones making this decision to invest back into the maintenance of these parks. And the research shows us that being close to a well-maintained, beautiful open space park area is good for our property value. It's good for our economy, and that's good for all of us in the grand scheme of things. But this proximate principle they talk about in the literature, it only works when the parks are kept up well, when they're well-maintained, when the investment is there. And so I'm really hoping overall that our well-maintained park system, that we're going to be known for that, our well-maintained park system is really going to continue to drive property and economic value for this city and for all of us as residents. And I hope that this bond can be a starting point for more resources, because ultimately this is a good investment. It's a good investment in people. It's a good investment in our place.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next three.
And our final two.
Final two.
Okay. Yes, Wesley Risher and Jane DeMano from Lansu Chinese Garden. Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the audience that wishes to testify? Okay, you're the final two. Go ahead, Wes.
Good morning. I'm Wesley Risher, resident of Southwest Portland Commissioners. I'm going to be a little bit of a July dark cloud on today's sunny forecast of this bond measure. I attended the town hall at Cleveland High School where Commissioner Fritz and Director Bate represented the bond, and where I learned about the focus areas where the bond money was going to be spent. And I failed to see the need for Pioneer Courthouse Square to be included in the bond. And the broader question I have is, what kind of business model is Portland Parks and the Pioneer Courthouse Square trustees using such that the courthouse needs these kind of bond funds and competes with the other numerous needs in the city of Portland? Why is the most programmed city of Portland park with four major tenants and over 300 annual events a year not generating sufficient funds to maintain its facility? Why is the 20-year known lifespan for the membrane on the roof not been forecast many, many years ago and included in the downtown waterfront urban renewal area, for instance, as a funding source? I fail to see where, in fact, this very programmed park does not generate the funds necessary over the last 10 years that it's known to have been limited in its lifespan, and I fail to see the need for that to be included and compete with the rest of the park bond funds. 1/10 of this, as I see it, will be going to the square. $68 million, less than almost $9 million is going to be going to the square for its replacement funds. That's a lot of money for one specific park in a whole entire park system that has very significant needs. And again, I see where the park board of trustees, the Square Board of Trustees and the Parks Bureau needs to come up with a better financial plan for the repair of Pioneer Courthouse Square. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wes. If you'd like to stop by my office and talk with Tim Crail, who I know you know from Southwest.
I do.
He sits with me on the, he attends the Pioneer Courthouse Square Board meetings with me, mm-hmm. and he can go through all of the finances with you, give you some more information.
10 years of deferred maintenance. I just see the need for a better financial plan for the management of that very program space.
It's a parks facility like our other 209 facilities, and we just don't have the money in the budget for that. But Tim can certainly go over the numbers for you, and I would be happy to get your feedback on that.
Jane?
Thank you, commissioners, for doing this hearing. My name is Jane DeMarco. I am the executive director of Lansu Chinese Garden, and on behalf of the board and the staff, we are in support of this this bond to go to voters. We are a partner with Portland Parks, and we are delighted to work with Commissioner Fritz and Director Mike Abati and his staff in running Lansu Chinese Garden. The Portland Parks own it, and we manage the garden and maintain it and improve it. And we only have one, and it's very, very expensive to maintain, and it's only 14 years old. So my sympathies are with Director Abati in trying to address all of the maintenance issues. There is a Chinese proverb that says, a small hole not mended in time will become a big hole much more difficult to mend, which is you pay now or you pay more later. And so those folks will say, well, that's great. Well, then don't maintain them. Let them go into disrepair. And then so we look at and close them down. So we look at what's in the plan, and swimming pools are huge money sucks. So we say, all right, we'll fix things, but we're not going to fix the swimming pools. Let's close them down. But what I think that we forget that many people have mentioned before is that Portland, that public parks, like public education, is the great equalizer. Public parks started in the 1800s in major cities around the world for the simple reason that they combated bad air, bad living environments, high density, the ability not to gather with your friends and your family. And if there was ever a time in Portland where we have a need to gather to improve our air quality, we have the most obese people in the nation, in the world, we need to be doing this, and we need to be supporting it. And if we don't, then the people who have the wherewithal, their children will learn to swim. And the people who don't have the wherewithal, the children will not learn to swim. The people who can afford to go and take trips to Bend and Sun River and other places will be able to exercise, and those that can't won't. So it's really the basics of philosophy and what a government should do. And we should do this. And I think that because it's a replacement bond, your citizens will be behind it. I was at Gabriel Park yesterday. I sort of like did a little straw poll of the people that I saw. I think the support is there. And it is the right thing for government to do. We are delighted to be a partner. We have 134,000 people visit the garden, and we listen to them. And a lot of them come because of our parks. They come because they've heard of our wonderful parks, and they're going to go and take a look at them, and Lansu is only one of them. It puts Portland on the map. It's who we are. It's in our genes. It's in our DNA. I think you'll have the votes. Please put it on the ballot in November. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you both. Did members want staff to come up to answer any questions, or are we ready to take a vote? Well, any questions from Commissioner Fish, Mayor Hales? Okay. Okay. Please call the roll, Sue.
Novick.
After hearing that wonderful adaptation of "This Land Is Your Land," I was thinking of saying nothing, because how could I follow that? But it occurred to me that there's another Woody Guthrie song that is relevant. So I will say that as I look out upon this room, I don't see no con men, no wheeler dealers, no here and gone men. As I look out in this room, I don't see no gamblers, liars, thieves, or big shot ramblers. I see nothing but the righteous and holy, and I'm convinced that this train is bound for glory. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick. Your support is very meaningful to all of us, and thank you to all of you who are here today, especially thanks to our wonderful park staff. And we do love our parks, and if there's ever a bureau, we have many great bureaus and many city staff who work night and day to provide services for Portland that make it such a great place. And we have citizens like you who take the time to come on a Thursday afternoon to take your 3 minutes to add your piece. And I greatly appreciate that, because we are all in this together. And this bond measure has been a long time coming. It's not the same as Mayor Hales's, then Commissioner Hales's in 1994, which got 194 shiny new projects, including two community centers and a bunch of new playgrounds and more goodies than I can remember. That's not what this one is. This one is basic services. And I ran in 2008 and then again in 2012 to provide basic services to Portland citizens, and to do it by spending taxpayers' money wisely. And the Parks Bureau does spend the taxpayers' money wisely. We do more with less, and we have a history of doing this. This is the way we have funded parks over the past 100 years, is to pass levies and bond measures for improvements. And we now have the added benefit of system development charges, which are how new construction pays its way and new development pays its way. But those funds can't be used for basic maintenance. And so Linda Robertson is right that we have allocated many of those funds in the last year to East Portland and other areas that have been deficient and which are looking for, in 20 years' time, perhaps another replacement bond measure to continue providing the piece of the puzzle. This isn't going to provide all of it, and that was well illustrated in the presentation. So we need to continue the discussion, and as Lightning said, we need to look at all of the needs within the system with transportation and with housing and with the rest of what's needed in parks, because this doesn't fix the whole thing, but it's a darn good first step. And so it's about providing for the now as well as for the future. I want to thank many of our staff, my staff, Patty Howard and Tim Crail, our parks director, our amazing parks director, Mike Abate, and city staff, almost too numerous to mention, but I'm going to mention just a few. And that's Warren Jimenez, Amy Ruiz, Randy Webster, Jonas Beery, Jeff Schaefer, Elizabeth Kennedy Wong, Mark Ross, Cynthia Castro, Michelle Rodriguez. One of the two of those penned the song, right? Which was it? Thank you, Michelle. Joan Halquist, Todd Lofgren, Kia Selly, Deb Lev, Eileen Argentina, our city budget office, who actually said, let's look at replacing this, because we had looked a year ago about could we do a bigger bond measure. And as I've been talking with folks all over the city the past couple of months, I've had several comments. And one of the first is usually, why don't you ask for more? And the answer is because people can't afford to pay for more right now. And we're questioning whether indeed they'll be able to pay what we're asking right now. Some other people say, well, why don't you let it go for a once and let's have taxes go down. Well, yes, we could let the taxes go down by $13 a year. But just think what we could get if we all pay $13 a year, then we get to up to 68 million without changing the tax rate. And that's the opportunity that we have now. We have a lot of work to do between now and November. Most bond measure campaigns start a year or more ahead of time and have much more public process to look at what should be on the list, on the project list. We didn't need to do so much process to identify the first project list because we know what's broken and we know what's just about to break. And so there isn't a question. The question will be actually in the second part, where we're still going to have a lot of needs that we know are just about to break or have already broken, and we won't be able to have enough money to pay for all of those. And so that's where we will need much more community engagement to look at that second list when we do the second round of issuance of the bond. The way it works is that next year, if it passes, we will bond for the first part of the money. We then have 3 years to continue to complete those projects, and then we bond for the second half and do those within another 3 years. And then for the remaining 14 years of the bond measure, we pay off for the projects that we've done. But it's a way of making sure that we do keep pools open, that we keep playgrounds open, that we reopen trails that have closed, that we look at taking care of what we have in the way that we have always done that. I also want to thank our Parks Foundation. Elizabeth Whalen was here, and what they call Jesse and the Two Nicks, because it's Nick Hardig and his wonderful staff who are going to be the folks who are going to carry this forward over the summer. Let's be real clear. Once the council votes to refer this to the ballot, city resources may not be used to advocate for the bond measure. So staff on the city can answer questions, but they can't advocate for it. Except on their own private time, but we can't with city resources. So don't write to me and tell me what you want on the bond measure on my government computer, because what I'm going to write back is saying, that's very interesting, please go to the capital improvement project request list. That we won't be doing any more campaigning on city time after it's referred. You can go to parksreplacementbond.org, which will be the campaign site. And what we know is that if people know that their taxes will not go up, and if they know it's for urgent repairs and that things will close if we don't pass it or have already closed and need to be reopened, if people know that information, then they're likely to support it. If they don't, they won't. So we need all of those 100 friends groups and all of you to do the kind of grassroots campaign that I experienced a couple of years ago in having the yard signs, having the buttons, having the conversations in the coffee shops to explain to regular Portlanders what it is we're asking from them. Because I have always believed that when Portlanders get accurate information,
we make good choices and we are willing to invest in our community. And so that's what we're doing. Particularly thanks Savannah Pana and Quantrell Bryant, who led us with the song and the Portland Raging Grannies. I'm not at that stage yet, but at some point I intend to be. And in particular, thanks to Jennifer Yoakum, who has worked day and night, probably 24 hours a day as far as I can gather, on this proposal. And so we just greatly, I could go around everyone in the room here and thank you individually. I know I've missed some, but that's a start because we have more work to do. And again, thank you all for being part of this community effort. And thanks again to my colleagues for your support. Aye.
Fish. Do we have you, Commissioner Fish?
Hi. I just passed into the state of California and pulled over so I could talk without breaking the law. Commissioner Craven, thank you for bringing this forward. I'm confident because of our gold medal employees and our wonderful partners that together we're going to prevail in November. When I get back, I hope you will ask me to make a substantial contribution to my PAC to support this effort, and I am very proud today to cast my vote aye.
Hales.
Thank you.
Well, Commissioner Christie, bravo on putting together the right package for time and for the needs of this great system. As you mentioned earlier, I'm really proud to be part of a long chain of people who have had the chance to build this system and to take care of it. Particularly appreciated Mike Bonte's mention of Charles Jordan, inspired me to put heart and soul into this system, just like you are, Commissioner, and you are as well, Mike, and all of you as advocates who've been here in this hearing today, pledging your help and support for this. I'm really proud that we're moving forward with this necessary and basic work and a great system. It is a gold medal system, and it will remain one. We keep finding ways to invest in it and to carefully expand it where it needs to be expanded with the resources that we can find, like this chart. So this really is the right move at the right time. I think the community is with us. We nevertheless need to go run a good campaign. I, too, am ready to go help make sure that we get the message out to people that this is a smart, prudent investment, one of the greatest things about Portland. So thank you so much, Commissioner and colleagues. I think it's going to be a very successful campaign for a measure that we're all going to be proud of. Aye.
Thank you. Salzman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your leadership in bringing this measure before us today. Portlanders love their parks, and parks are not just simply the places, but it's also the name for the people who work for the Parks Bureau. People who work for the Parks Bureau, people who volunteer for the Parks Bureau. Portlanders have a great affinity with both the people and the places, and I am confident that that will be shown at the polls this November with overwhelming support for this replacement bond measure. Very much needed. And with that, I am pleased to declare this measure referred to the voters unanimously in the November election ballot. Did I err? Oh, aye. Yes. It's now unanimous. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming, and we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you are?
Thank you.